Hey, Lash Babes. I hope you all are doing awesome. It's Morgan here, the founder of Lash Alliance. Today's podcast is going to be over becoming a lash trainer 101. I have never done a podcast over becoming a lash trainer, and this is something that I feel like will be very beneficial for you if you are in that position in your career where you do feel like you do want to become a lash trainer. And I'm just going to be hopefully bring you value and help you a little bit and hopefully help you kind of pave the way into starting to become a lash trainer, you know, if that's really truly what you want to do. Really quick, a couple announcements before we do dive into the podcast today. We have our training coming up April 10th. This is in-house. This is in our salon. I did want to brag about it a little bit just because our trainings have grown so much. And in our state, but I do feel like we've grown the most. We're kind of one of the only, there's only one other that comes to my mind when I think of quality trainings in our state. So we've really, really grown, and it's something that I am really proud of, and our trainings just keep getting bigger and bigger. I used to do them all by myself, but now I bring in our manager of the salon, Bridget. She's also helps me with Lash Alliance, and she's on the podcast sometimes. So she'll be coming in for our training as well. It is the biggest training we've ever done, and I am so excited. We might actually end up having to bring in a third trainer because we like to keep our ratio really, really low, and we're going to have 7 students. So it's really important to us to keep that student to trainer ratio really, really low. So I think that is it. Oh, another thing, this is really, really important. I know a lot of you guys, I met a lot of you guys at LashCon this last past year in 2021. 2022, LashCon is coming up. It is November 5th. I think it's November 5th through the 7th. And it's in Pasadena, California at the Hilton again. And I would really, really love to meet you. If I haven't, or if I met you last year, I would love to connect with you again. We are so excited to be attending this year. So ticket sales will be going on sale in just a couple of weeks. So make sure you follow the LashCast on Instagram or Lash Conference on Instagram. They will be posting about it a little bit more in the next couple of weeks, but the tickets will be going on sale in the beginning of April. So, okay, let's dive into our podcast today. Okay, so becoming a lash trainer 101. This is really something I wanted to talk about because I myself am a lash trainer, and I do feel like in our lash society here, it's kind of a common thing to become a lash trainer. And I kind of just wanted to like bring some awareness to the fact of you do not have to become a lash trainer. You shouldn't feel pressured to. I would never want someone to feel that way, and you should never feel that way. So it's really important that you really, really think long and hard before you do become a lash trainer, that is something that you truly, truly want to do. Me personally, when I knew I wanted to become a lash trainer, I am a very like helping person. I just love to help people, and I always see the best in people, which sometimes that can actually do me bad, but I just love helping people, and I have such a strong passion for this industry. It's insane. I know so many of you feel the same way about this industry, and those two just kind of came together, I guess you could say. And when those two come together, when you actually enjoy helping someone and getting someone started in the industry, that's when you know that you can be a lash trainer, that you're going to be a good lash trainer, because you're not worried about getting that student in and just making the money. And that's the thing. There are a lot of lash trainers out there, and when you become one, you're going to notice it, and you're going to start to see it even more. Or maybe personally, you yourself, you've been to a training that was horrible. It was just a crappy training. They charged you all this money. You didn't learn anything. I've taken trainings like that as well. And before I became a lash trainer, I remember taking a training that was, oh my gosh, it was not good. The trainer was not good. Actually, I think I took two that were not good. And, you know, they were expensive. And then I remember taking, you know, the couple that I did that were really, really good. And I got to compare. And I really actually got to see as a student end of it, whoa, okay, this is the difference between someone that actually wants to help me and someone that has a passion for this, compared to someone that is obviously not doing this for the right reasons and someone that's doing this just to, for the money, honestly, is what it is. They're not doing this to actually help me and they don't care. Once I leave the door, they ignore my phone calls. They aren't helping me. You know, that's not a good lash trainer. So once you become the lash trainer end of it, it makes you even more mad, I would say, because that's a student that could have came to you, that could have had a really good experience and would know the difference and know that what the difference is between like actually damaging someone's lashes. Because that's a thing too. There are some students that take these trainings and they leave thinking that, okay, this is how it's done, because they don't know any better. And they are damaging people's lashes. Maybe they're using too much adhesive, but it's to no fault of their own. They just don't know. But what's really important though, too, if you are in that position, to keep on taking trainings. And that's what I did, because my very first training, you know, there were so many students and there was only one trainer. I glued the model's eye shut. I think I've talked about this in another podcast. It's funny now, but at the time it was super embarrassing and I felt horrible. But I didn't stop investing in my education. So it's really important that you don't stop investing in your education, because when you do that, you're going to take a really good training and you're going to realize, oh wow, okay, that was not a good trainer. That was not a good training. So it's really important on the trainer end of it that you make sure that you're doing it out of passion. And plus, it's your reputation on the line. If you're not doing this for the right reasons, the word's going to get around. And yeah, you may still get some students that take your training, but at the end of the day, word travels, and word travels fast, especially if you're not in a super, super big city. And over time, people will come to find out what your true intentions are, and you won't be getting students taking your training. So definitely make sure you're getting into it for the right reasons. And I know if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're going to be getting into it for the right reasons, because you wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't care. So a big thing is you are going to have to decide, when you decide that you want to become a trainer, you're going to have to make another decision. And this is a really big one. You are going to have to decide if you want to become a trainer with your own company, or if you want to become a trainer with already an established brand. And this is something, when I started doing trainings before I ever had Lash Alliance, so I had to make the decision on what I wanted to do, and I went back and forth on it. And this is going to become down to you and what you personally want. Everyone's different. I would say for me, I did think long and hard about becoming a trainer with a certain brand, a really good brand. I have nothing bad to say about them. But what the reason is not that they were a really good brand, but the reason why I shied away from that was because me personally, and I know a lot of you guys are like this as well, I am an entrepreneur at heart. That's just how I am. I've always been like that. And I would rather do something my own way, what I feel like is the best way. I prefer to have, you know, my own brand that I've worked so hard for behind me, my own name behind me. That's me personally. So because I'm like that, and if you're like that as well, you're probably going to want to have your own brand. And that is when after I became a lash trainer, my kits were just a certain brand. I would put their products in my kits, but I never became an actual trainer with them because I wanted to have my own manual that I created and things like that. But I knew I wanted to have my own products, and that's when kind of Lash Alliance was born and all of that. So that is one thing you can do. You can either have your own product. You don't even have to have your own products. I think it's smart though. I mean, let's be honest, it is smart because you're getting them at a discounted rate, but you could try to maybe work with the company. I would definitely, if someone reached out to me, if you reached out to me and said that you were a lash trainer, I would definitely work out something with you. I needed to create actually a program on this because I would like to work with lash trainers to get you a cheaper price on product because I know it can get expensive when you are having to pay the full price, the full amount for all your product. That can get really expensive. So definitely reach out to a company, see if they're willing to work with you or see if they have some type of program for lash trainers. If you don't want to go through all the headache and the trouble of starting your own lash line, which is something that is perfectly fine. You don't have to be a lash trainer and do your own trainings and have your own lash line. You can definitely include a different, you know, a company that you really, really like in your kits. Or you can become a trainer through the company. You know, I don't know how necessarily all that works. I'm sure every company is different, but you would just want to reach out to them. And my advice would be for that is just, if you're going to do that, make sure you really, really love the company. Make sure it's a company that you're very passionate about. And make sure it's a company that you really, really, you know, you want to put your name behind that company. So make sure your morals and your ethics line up with theirs. And if that's the case and you just have a big love for a certain company out there, reach out to them. See what kind of programs they have because most of them probably do or they're should be willing to work with you on kits and things like that. So once you to decide that, there's definitely pros and cons of both. I wouldn't necessarily say cons. I did not mean to say that. I'm going to backtrack on that. I wouldn't say cons on it, but I would say that it's going to be kind of just, it just comes down to what you want. So if you do have your own product or if you have your own trainings, you can definitely sell your own product to your students. So that's another way for you to make money, but it's also all your brand and everything like that. So you're going to decide that out. Also, another thing that you need to figure out is, or I'm sorry, not figure out, something that you need to, I would say, have under your belt before you even think of becoming a lash trainer is make sure on your end you are properly trained and that you've been in the industry for a minute. I'm not going to put a timeline on it because I'm not a big fan of putting a timeline on it because everyone learns at different paces. Some people come into the industry and they're slow learners. It takes them a long time to get things down, and that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But there are other people in our industry that come in and they literally hit the ground running. And I was kind of like that because I opened my salon after a little less than a year of being a booth rent lash artist. And I definitely get like a lot of, there's a lot of people out there that say you shouldn't do that. And I kind of went against the odds and I did it and I became very successful. So I don't want to put a timeline on it. I think it doesn't necessarily come down to the time. It comes down more to the knowledge. And timing does have a little bit to do with it, yes, because the longer you're in the industry, you're going to experience more clients and different scenarios and different situations. And but I will say that I don't think, if you've been in the industry for a year and you are one of the ones that hit the ground running and you have done nothing but invested thousands and thousands of dollars into your training personally, and you've taken multiple trainings, you've learned from multiple different lash trainers, your work is on point, you have a full clientele, I think you have it going. And I don't see why you couldn't do lash trainings, okay? Why not? You know, you might get some judgment for it because you haven't been in the industry very long, but if you have all of your ducks in a row, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do it. So don't let that discourage you. But like I said, make sure you do have your ducks in a row. Make sure you know what you're doing and you're 100% on every single thing before you start training someone else. Because there could be someone that's been in this industry for 5 years doing lash trainings and maybe they haven't kept up with their education and they're still teaching wait 24 hours before you get your lashes wet, and certain things that are old news that were taught in 2009 that aren't taught anymore in 2022. Okay. So definitely don't let the timing discourage you. Just really make sure that you yourself as a lash trainer, you're keeping up with your education. I recommend taking some type of education at least once a year. I think once a year is a really good go-to, you know, because the industry does change. And if you're going to be teaching students, you need to make sure on your end that you are keeping up with your education. That is a must. Another thing with deciding if you want to have your own training or if you want to do it for a company is the manual. So that's something to think about, because if you're going to be a lash trainer through a company, they're going to send you a lash manual. So you don't have to worry about creating all of that. They're going to send all of that to you, okay? But if you're doing it all on your end, you're going to have to create your lash manual yourself. Me personally, I wanted to create my own lash manual. There were things that I wanted to have in there that maybe certain brands didn't have in their manuals. I wanted to create my own, a good quality manual that I knew had everything in it for someone first starting out in this industry. Okay. Really make sure that you just create a training of value and really just make sure that you are getting into it for the right reasons. I know I talked about this in the beginning, but if you go in this with passion and doing it for the right reasons, you are going to be successful. So if you're listening to this, and you're probably listening to this because you might be kind of on the edge, you are nervous, maybe you're scared, that's a good thing. It's normal to be scared. When you're diving into something new, if you're not nervous or scared, what are you doing? It is completely, completely normal. When you're starting something new, when you're growing, you're gonna be nervous. It happens to all of us. It happens to the most confident people ever. You're gonna be nervous and you're going to be scared. But if you don't put yourself in those situations, you're never going to grow. You have to get out of your comfort zone. And I really just recommend taking different things from different lash trainers and what you felt like they did really well on, and kind of creating your own. That's kind of how I created mine. From this training, I liked how they did this, but to me, this other thing wasn't very beneficial. So I would take kind of this and I kind of just created my own and what I thought was very, very beneficial. And then once you do a training or two, get feedback from your students. You need to get feedback. And that's what I did I still do that after every training, but especially in the very beginning, I really, really got feedback because I wanted to know, okay, I feel like this works really well, but I want to get your opinion on it. Was there something that maybe I could have done different? Should we have had this that was longer? Or should we talk more about this? Is there something that you're not comfortable with? So really, really make sure you get feedback from your students. That's going to show that you care. But when you put action to that, and if you're getting, you know, negative feedback on a certain part that you're doing, then critique your training, change it up a little bit. There's nothing to be embarrassed about with that. But when you do things like that is how you get a very good quality training, and that's how word gets around about you, and that's how people are going to hear about you and they're going to come take your trainings. Your biggest advertisement with training is going to be word of mouth. That is what has made my trainings grow, is word of mouth. I have so many students that leave here and they talk so highly about us and our trainings because they had such a good experience from it. They go and they go tell all the girls that they went to cosmetology or esthetician school with. And then they start reaching out to me about taking our trainings because they know that our trainings are top quality. So I really hope that that has helped you. My throat is actually even starting to hurt now after talking. I hope I gave you lots of tips. I really feel like out of everything, if you just go through with passion, you're going to be okay. But definitely feel free to DM me on our Instagram if you have any questions or if you need a little bit more guidance and a little bit more one-on-one. I can definitely work with you and I can definitely help you, give you any advice or anything, kind of help you get your lash training set up. I have been doing it now for, oh gosh, I've had my salon for 4 years. I've been in the industry for 5, and I've been doing trainings for about 3 years, I believe now. So, yeah, I can definitely help you out with anything you need, and I hope I've brought you value. So have a good lash week.